Baby James Taylor, how sweet it is. Local news, Sam Lissett, and Christmas classics, too, at WRJN. I see Travis Kelce reportedly spent $175,000 on his sweetheart, Taylor Swift, for her 35th birthday. Among the things she received from Travis Kelce, 35 luxury flower arrangements worth more than $19,000, a $60,000 Rolex, and bling from Tiffany's, and more. See, I would have been happy with just a couple of DVDs of my favorite movies. You know, not very inexpensive to shop for on my birthday. It's exactly 8 o'clock here, CBS News.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Police in Wisconsin say it was a 15-year-old girl who opened fire at a small Christian school in Madison, killing a substitute teacher, a classmate, and wounding six others before she turned the gun on herself. Second grader Nora Gottschalk was stunned.
There was a teacher, and she was screaming like, "Ah, my leg, help, help."
I'm Peter King. Police say the shooter's family has cooperated with investigators as they look through items they seized from the home. Chief Sean Barnes tells CBS Mornings that social media has been full of posts about possible motives.
We'll look through her social media, talk to some of her friends, and really try to piece together how a 15-year-old was able to do something like this.
As to where the girl got the gun, Barnes says ATF is tracing its path and he hopes to have more information later today.
Police say a second grader called 911 to report the shooting. A Trump spokesman calls the decision by a New York judge not to throw out the president-elect's hush money conviction a direct violation of the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
With this decision, Judge Mershon is preserving his prerogative to sentence Donald Trump for the falsification of business records after Trump serves his four-year term in the White House. But Trump's lawyers will appeal and argue that the jury heard evidence of conversations that took place in the Oval Office.
ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns TikTok, is asking the Supreme Court to stage an emergency intervention to prevent a ban on the platform in the U.S. next month. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
This case is teeing up what could be one of the biggest First Amendment questions that we have faced in years.
Ukraine claims responsibility for the death of a top Russian defense official today. CBS's Vicky Barker.
This was the latest Ukrainian attack on a Russian target inside Russia, and by far the most audacious. General Igor Kirillov, the head of Russia's nuclear and chemical warfare division, was killed by a bomb planted in an e-scooter as he left a Moscow apartment building.
Los Angeles County is suing the owner of Chiquita Canyon Landfill for not stopping a rare high-temperature chemical reaction that's been cooking garbage and getting people sick. New additions to the National Film Registry. Star Trek II and Beverly Hills Cop are among this year's 25 movies selected by the Library of Congress.
Hey, let's do a rap together. Yo, baby, yo, baby,
Dirty
yo.
Dirty Dancing makes the cut, too.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Films are selected based on historical, cultural, and aesthetic contributions. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. More information is coming out today regarding the 15-year-old girl who opened fire at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison yesterday. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
We have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here and make sure that it doesn't happen in any other place.
A teacher and a student were killed. Six others were injured with two in critical condition. Eli Lilly is getting the go-ahead. The Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission has approved preliminary site plans for Eli Lilly's $3 billion expansion in Kenosha County. The project will add over 60,000 square feet of space and is set to be completed by March of 2026. Respectively, Racine and Kenosha County saw a 14% and a 19% year-over-year increase in November home sales. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says the entire seven-county region only saw a 4% increase. And Burlington Area School District voters will have an April referendum question. The school district is seeking $13.8 million over 3 years, aiming to cover expenses like salaries and benefits. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers rest up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers players getting an extra day off. Their next game is on Monday Night Football from Lambeau Field against the struggling New Orleans Saints. The Wisconsin Badgers announced that they're welcoming a new quarterback, Danny O'Neill, who started as a true freshman this year for San Diego State. College hoops. After losing three straight last week, the Wisconsin Badgers have dropped out of the AP Top 25. They had been ranked as high as 11th in the nation. They beat Butler over the weekend. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think we were getting better during that stretch, and I think obviously when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup. Odds makers have Oklahoma City as 5-point favorites. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers, what the tournament means for the team.
You don't get to get this experience during a regular season. Yeah. This will help us. This will help Oklahoma and Atlanta, Houston, everybody that was here. It's going to help us later.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 38. Tonight, some light snow possible. Less than a half inch of accumulation tomorrow. Snow ending partly cloudy, 33, with more snow on the way by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
My parents are great. They always wanted us to experience different things. We spent a lot of time out in the yard, too. My parents would just send us out in the yard every once in a while for no reason. Okay, kids, out in the yard. Okay. Run out there. Stay out in the yard. Okay. Didn't know what to do. Just looking around, you know, we're 4 years old. Come up with a good activity. You know, we're like sitting in mud. Is this a good activity? One of our activities was making bike ramps out in the street, because that's where all the cars are. You put a cement block out in the middle of the road, you angle a piece of wood up to it, and the object was for one kid to get on his bike, ride as fast as he could, and see how high he could go. And that's as far as we planned. It wasn't until the first kid was like flipping in the air. What happens now? We don't know. He hit a mailbox. We had a bunch of 9-year-old paramedics running up. We didn't know what to do. We get up there. Get some leaves. You do what you can. Hey, that was the easy part. The hard part was being the kid that got sent in first to calm mom down before you dragged in the actual banged up brother. Everything's fine. I just want to run in at full speed. And, you know Kevin. Okay, of course. Okay. Well, you know how, like, his right arm, usually it bends. Usually it would bend like that. Okay, it's not bending like that right now.
Take my time for you to help me.
Beach Boys, Tell Me Rhonda, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics to this holiday season at WRJN. Cloudy today with a high near 38. Snow, less than a half an inch, though. Lows around 30. You should be able to take that, you know, with a brush or a broom on the sidewalk and get rid of that. And tomorrow, cloudy with a high near 35. 36 degrees and cloudy right now at Radio Park. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll give you a chance to win some tickets to the best Christmas pageant ever this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. I saw this show. You are going to love it. We'll give those tickets away coming up in a few minutes from now. But first, a new poll asked people what they plan to resolve to start doing in 2025. And the top responses were saving more money, improving their physical health, and exercising more. I've heard those same responses every single year for decades. And I don't think we follow through on any of them. We try, though, huh? It's 8:11 WRJN, sitting on the dock of the bay. Here's Otis Redding.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Gold, Frida Payne, local news, San Lucid, and some Christmas classics, too. I've got one from the Jackson 5 coming up in just a moment here at WRJN. All right, it's 8:17, and I have got a pair of tickets to give away now to the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical, at the Racine Theater Guild. Now, I saw this over the weekend. I loved it. I just loved this show. It's an hour and 20 minutes, and it's just nonstop fun, laughter, and great music, and a great, I'm not going to ruin anything for you here, but it's also a great moral lesson at the end. And you're going to have fun with this. I really promise you, you will. So if you don't win tickets now, you can still buy tickets for the Saturday and Sunday performances of the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, the musical, at the Racine Theater Guild. And right now, if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days with us, give me a call right now at 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. And I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, the musical, at the Racine Theater Guild. Hi, what's your first name? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, what's your first name?
Forrest.
Forrest?
Yeah.
Like Forrest Gump.
Norton.
Like Gump, right?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that a shame? But you got the name Forrest, and there happened to be a movie named Forrest Gump. Before that, everybody could say, oh, like Forrest Tucker, the actor. But no, it's like Forrest.
It made me tough when I was young.
Yeah, now it's Forrest Gump. And it's going to be like that for the rest of your life. And there's nothing you can do about it. Hey, Forrest, I love the name, by the way. All right, Forrest, we're going to send you a pair of tickets. We're going to send you a pair of tickets. You're going to get a pair of tickets to go see the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, the musical. Are you ready to be put into a great Christmas mood?
Oh, yeah.
This is going to do it, I promise. Because my wife and I had a cold when we saw this. We weren't feeling that well. By the end of the show, I didn't care. I felt so good after watching this play at the musical play at the Racine Theater Guild. Hold on, Forrest. Wait, what town are you calling from, by the way?
Racine.
Okay, hold on the line, Forrest. We're going to get some information from you. And congratulations. Enjoy the show, okay? Hold on.
Thank you.
Don't hang up. Don't go anywhere. All right, it's 819 WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a rough go over the second half of season 5 on Yellowstone. In the first episode of part 2, producers killed off the main character John Dutton, played by Kevin Costner. A fine how do you do for his welcome back after a hiatus and tension between he and executive producer Taylor Sheridan. And in the season finale, a major character was also killed, polarizing the audience. The New York Post reports that social media reaction has compared it to the last episode of Game of Thrones, which also wasn't popular. Home Alone is on most people's favorite list when it comes to Christmas movies. The film is so iconic that Kevin, or Macaulay Culkin, actually thought about purchasing the home, which is in Winnetka, Illinois, on Chicago's North Shore. The house has only been sold twice since the film was released, and this time sold after only a week on the market for 5 million smackers. Culkin said he was seriously considering it, but got busy with his kids. Sounds like he's much more attentive than his movie parents. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Miss your chance to meet a Green Bay legend. Saturday, December 21st from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at Studebaker. Celebrate one of the greatest offensive linemen in pro football history with an autographed signing by Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer. Purchase a Blu-ray copy of You Can If You Will, the Jerry Kramer story, to make the day even more memorable. So fuel up, grab a bite, and meet a legend at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine, where fast and fantastic meet Hall of Fame greatness.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Sick of campaign ads? I bet. But Racine County needs you at the polls on December 19th to vote for Ralph Malicki for county executive. Ralph stands for fiscal responsibility, collaboration, and economic development. Exactly the leadership Racine County needs to build for tomorrow. The South Shore Realtors Association supports Ralph Malicki. So should you. On December 19th, it's time to be picky. Vote for Ralph Malicki. Paid for by the Wisconsin Realtors Political Fund. Not authorized by any candidate, candidate's agent, or committee.
The 11th day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Warren Eye Care in Racine. Give the gift of clear vision this holiday season. Dr. Warren combines cutting-edge technology with compassionate care, ensuring patients receive efficient and high-quality service. Whether it's glasses or contact lenses, appointments are designed to be quick and easy. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15 today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
And five.
I did. I really did see Mommy kissing Santa Claus. You gotta believe it.
There was a radio station in West Virginia when this song came out originally, and they banned the song on all their radio stations that they owned because they thought it was horrible that Mama was cheating with Santa Claus. I guess they didn't get the song. I guess they didn't quite analyze it correctly. And they just jumped to it and said, nah, putting that dirty song on our radio station. I guess they didn't put two and two together to figure out who Santa Claus was. Yeah. It's 826 at WRJN. Here's Ricky Nelson. Here's Poor Little Fool. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics too at WRJN.
I used to play around with hearts. chasing at my car. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for love of food. Kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Left me with a broken heart, won her victory, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
Ricky Nelson, poor little fool. Now, if you can remember back to the Ozzy and Harriet show, they also show it on some of the retro TV networks. At the end of each show, Ricky Nelson and his band would sing a song. And because they did that, his songs took off. He was on the Ozzy and Harriet show, one of the top shows on ABC back in the 50s. And, of course, it worked. So, the Donna Reed show had Shelley Fabre on there and Paul Peterson. And the people who own the Donna Reed show, which is Donna Reed and her husband with the producers, said, we need to do that with our show, too. And they couldn't get, what's her name? I just said her name a second ago. The girl on the show, the daughter who played the daughter, Shelley Fabre. They couldn't get her to go along with it. She said, I'm not singing. They said, if you want to be on this show, you will. So they gave her a song. And during this show, and I actually have that show because I DVR'd it when it ran recently. And the song she sang on the Donna Reed show was Johnny Angel. And that became a hit, but it was the only one she did. But Paul Peterson did one, too, called My Dad, which became a hit. But Ricky did it every week. They didn't do it every week on the Donna Reed show. It's 8:30 on the Noggin. Let's check news with Stuart, see what's going on.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine and Kenosha counties outpaced the region in November home sales. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors show a 14% year-over-year sales increase from last year in Racine County. Kenosha County did a little better at 19%. For the entire seven-county region, home sales were up only 4%. The realtors continue to warn that a lack of new home construction will impact the ability of future generations to build wealth. It was a 75-year-old Wisconsin man that died in an Illinois tollway crash late last week. Eric Cott from Oak Creek was pronounced dead at the scene after suffering blunt force injuries to the head. His truck collided with a semi, leading to a rollover in Gurnee. Illinois State Police are still investigating. Burlington has a big budget question next year. Officials with the Burlington Area School District are moving forward with an operational referendum next spring. It'll be seeking almost $14 million over 3 years to address budget shortfalls. The BASD board approved the referendum for April 1st, asking to allow the district to exceed state revenue limits by $4.5 million annually. The funding aims to cover essential expenses like employee salaries and benefits. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 38. Tonight, some light snow possible. Less than a half inch of accumulation tomorrow. Snow ending partly cloudy, 33, with more snow on the way by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Do you ever find yourself being lazy for no reason at all? Like you pick up your mail, you go in your house, you realize you have a letter for a neighbor. You ever just look at the letter and go, looks like they're never getting this. Take too much energy to go back outside. I'm gonna like stick it on a bureau. I'm gonna get that to them later on. Right now, I gotta watch some Love Connection. I got some new host on there. You ever have one thing to do all day, but you just can't get yourself to do it? I gotta go to the post office. But I'd probably have to put on pants. They're only open till 5. I'm gonna have to do that next week. Have a little more free time. I never have free time. Yeah, I don't know about you. Whenever I go to the, you ever go to the cash machine? There's two people in line in front of you. You get kind of flustered. You're like, forget it. I'm not standing here for 40 seconds. I got things to do. Okay. Sometimes being lazy can get you in trouble, you know? Like, you ever not take a shower all weekend? Just lounging around, then you're running late for work on Monday? Oh, no. So is one person at work, something smells like smoke in here. I went to a barbecue on Friday night. Only had 48 hours to take a shower. Busy.
Don Rosen.
WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. I got another one for you coming up in just a few minutes from now. If you ever guest over for the holidays, you better clean. Here are the top things they're most likely to notice and judge you on if your kitchen is a total disaster. A trash can or recycling bin that's overflowing. Bathrooms that are dirty in general. A gross shower or bathtub. Yes, they do peek behind the shower curtain. General clutter, sticky floors, other surfaces that are gross like tables and countertops. What house is this? Dirty dishes in the sink and a general pet smell in your home. Does anybody have a house that's like this? You know, it's a coincidence we did this. My wife and I years ago bought these little plastic spiders from Nelson's Variety Stores. That's since gone out of business, but we have these spiders. And they're sitting in the, not on purpose, but they're sitting in the medicine cabinet because we plant them around the house occasionally, but that's where we store them. So if someone uses our bathroom and decides to peek in the medicine cabinet, they're going to see these lifelike spiders in there, and they're going to scream, and therefore we know they were sneaking around in our medicine cabinet. You might want to think about doing something like that. It's 8:37. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too, right here at WRJM with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by. And so, become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. And you, of tender years, can't know the fear that your elders grew by. And so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. Your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
You are.
33 at WRJN. You know, in this market, you think a home like this would be worth a lot more, but I guess it's a little out of the way. Zillow, the real estate people, say Santa's house at the North Pole, including his workshop, that's included, is now worth over $1 million. Any buyers? They have open houses there, by the way. I like to go to an open house at Santa's house in the North Pole. It's 8:43. We all know someone. The Backstabbers. These are the OJs.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The Backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
Someone at work who's a backstabber, don't we? Or in life in general. Maybe your best friend could be a backstabber. 8:46 at WRJM, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. We got one from Darlene Love coming up in just a moment. When I was in school growing up, and we used to have these days where we used to have people come in for different professions, and they used to ask the kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? And usually it was the girls wanted to be a nurse, the boys wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be an ice cream salesman for good humor and wear that little change thing on my belt. That's what I wanted to be. That or a stock car driver. And somehow I missed the mark. But yeah, it was either a nurse or a doctor. Times have changed. The number one dream job for kids in school today when they grow up, a YouTuber. That's right. That's according to an annual poll. Doctor or nurse is next, of course. But the rest of the top five are all famous people, you know, jobs and athletes, musicians, and actors. But YouTuber, number one. We could never have dreamed there would be a profession back then when I was a kid. 8:47 at WRJN.
This Friday, December 20th, make your way to Runnings in Burlington for a can't-miss event. From 9 to 3, a Milwaukee Tool specialist will be in store to offer project planning tips and expert insights. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Milwaukee Tool products throughout the day. Whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or upgrading your own tools, Runnings has the quality and savings you need, wrapped in holiday cheer. Visit Runnings in Burlington this Friday on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Silent night? Not a chance. But sometimes joyful noise is the perfect way to celebrate the holidays in the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. Now playing at the Racine Theatre Guild. The six horrible Herdman siblings cause havoc when they audition for the Christmas pageant. Catastrophe looms as everyone calls on the director to cancel the whole thing. With a heartfelt and humorous musical, this group of misfits just might teach the town about the true meaning of Christmas. Visit RacineTheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Uma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business comm at uma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay's where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
Sang that song every single year on the David Letterman show. It was the last show before he went on Christmas vacation. He always had Darlene Love do that song on the show. It's 8:52, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We got a cloudy day on tap today with a high near 38. Maybe some snow, less than a half an inch tonight. Lows around 30. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 35. And now we've got some clouds. Not bad. 36 degrees here at Radio Park with John Fred and the Playboy Band and Judy in Disguise with Glasses.
Judy in Disguise. Well, that's what you are.
people wearing your green slips.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
You know, if you could travel to chase any season, which one would it be? Well, the number one answer usually is summer. During winter, we go on summer vacation, you know, going on vacation to get that summer weather. But this year, in a new survey, the answer was fall, not summer. The good news is you can experience fall right now for free to step outside because winter doesn't officially start till Saturday, so it's still fall. See? Free vacation for you. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Dan Marcus coming up next. He'll have your keyword in our statewide text to win contest coming up at 11 o'clock this morning and again at 1. And Kurt Vollman's got another one at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Just keep it right here. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. Right now, I've got the Outsiders. Remember this? Time won't let me here at WRJN.
I can't wait forever. Even though he want me to.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Some answers, still many questions. After yesterday's deadly shooting at a small Christian school in Wisconsin, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.